we're now joined by this evening's NASCAR Xfinity Series race winner. That's Eric Almirola, driver of the number 19 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. If you have a question for Eric, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start back here with Jonathan.
Jonathan Field, the racing experts. Eric, what were you thinking just through the overtime when Allgaier kind of washed up and then everything afterward?
Well, you know, when we went off into turn one, it was just a contest of like who was going to lift first, right? And so we both drove it in way too deep on 60 lap old tires. And I knew that him being underneath me, he was going to have his hands full. And he did. And he was really loose and kind of chased it all the way up. And I was trying to give him room. But the more room I kept trying to give him, the more he was sliding up into me. And we pretty much ran all the way up to the fence. And I had a ton of marbles and debris on my tires. And when I saw the 17 drive around both of us, I was like, oh, there it goes. And when we got to turn three, he missed. He got loose in and tight across the middle and missed the bottom. And I immediately got hope back. I was like, okay, we might still be able to do this. And so, you know, we went down into turn one. I was able to close the gap. And then at that point, going down into turn three, I knew I just wanted to try and loosen them up. I was not going to crash them. I mean, I think you guys have watched me race enough. That's not how I race. So I wasn't going to go in there and just wipe them out. But I certainly tried to pack air on them and get them loose, which I was able to do. And then at that point, it's just about throttling up and racing to the start-finish line. It's a drag race from there. And you know, I felt like if we rubbed fenders and smashed the fence a little bit, no big deal, right? Like we're racing for the win. And so I thought it was exciting. I had an absolute blast. I had a grin from ear to ear almost all day, battling with the 7 and stage 2 and, you know, really all day. I thought that we put on a great race and that it was really fun.
To follow up on that, you and Justin Allgaier came up around the same time as young guns, and now you guys are both fathers, you know, kind of the older guys. I don't want to call you old, you know, veterans and whatnot. But
I'm old. For the sport's sake, I'm old. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what is it like racing with him, and what's the relationship you guys have?
Well, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Justin, and you know, over the years, you know, I feel like we've actually grown to have a great friendship. I respect them a lot, but our families get along, you know, him and Ashley and the girls, you know, we occasionally do like Bible study groups and community nights together. And so I think the world of their family, they have similar values to Janice and I and the way we raise our kids. And Justin's a great husband and a great dad. And so, yeah, I think, it's so fun to do this and to share it with your family. And I love that Justin and Ashley do that. And Janice and I do it the same way. And so we're competitive on the racetrack, absolutely. But, you know, we smile and wave at carpool line at school, too.
We'll come up for here, and then we'll go to Bob.
Eric, Cooper Burns, Cronkite News. I heard you mentioned about the marbles on your tires. Did you notice before that final restart that they had started blowing some of those marbles? Because Justin had mentioned that they were blowing them right into the middle of the racetrack.
Yeah, they did, which is unfortunate. You know, is a challenge to get your tires cleaned up because they had blown so much of the debris from in the upper grooves down into the racing groove. But I felt like I did the best job I could to get my tires cleaned up coming to the restart. And honestly, you know, going down into one on 60 lap old tires, I knew it didn't matter how clean you had your tires, I was going to have my hands full. We both were going to have our hands full. And yeah, I think when I got all the way up against the fence in one and two and got marbles all over my tires, it was like, please just clean up in one corner, right? Like if it takes two corners, it's over. The 17 wins. But the fact that they cleaned up in three and four and I was able to make a run at them through one and two coming back to the checkered was really the difference maker.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Do you race that any differently if you are racing for driver points or Alex is racing for driver points?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, he finished second, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't crash him. Yeah, I thought it was fair. I didn't go in there and put them fuel cell deep. I got them loose, and I was able to get some clean air on my nose when he slid off the bottom, and I just throttled up, and we raced to the start-finish line. I mean, we rubbed, right? But, like, these cars will go back to the shop. They'll tear them apart, and they'll rebuild them. Like, I didn't knock his front clip off. I didn't, you know, I didn't overly damage either one of our cars. We just got wheel marks on our cars, and we rubbed the fence a little bit coming to the checker. But, yeah, I'm not gonna loosen him up and then just wait to go back to throttle and let him just drive off and beat me to the start finish line without trying. So yeah, I don't think I do anything different.
And part of your role is to coach, right, mentor the young guys. So I was curious what you thought of Brent Cruz last night at the end.
Yeah, I honestly had a sponsor dinner with Young Life and the Signature, and so we were out in Scottsdale, and I didn't see the ARCA race, and then we got back and showered and cleaned up and went to bed. We never even turned the TV on. So I saw the replay this morning, and it's hard to tell. The replay that I saw through either the track feed or the ARCA feed, whatever it was, is hard to tell. It looked like he got Brennan? It looked like he got him loose and he throttled up and they kind of touched. But I don't know. I mean, you're racing to win, right? Like, and I think it's different if you go in there and just completely blast them and move them out of the way. But if you get somebody loose and you turn under them and you throttle up and you rub and you make contact coming to the checker, I don't know. We get paid to win. Like, I get a lot more money when I win than when I run second.
Any additional questions? Okay, we'll go to the back. Noah?
So this was your ninth career Xfinity Series win. You've obviously stepped down from full-time cup competition, and you said it earlier, you're on the older side for sports. I'm just curious, what is left on your bucket list as far as what you want to accomplish in your career? What do you see as, you know, the next few years?
I have nothing left on my bucket list. I mean, I just want to keep having fun. You know, I feel incredibly blessed to have this opportunity to run part-time. I mean, a lot of people don't get to do this, honestly. There's a lot of guys that would like to, but it's hard. It's hard to find the money to do it, and I had reached the point to where I was done. I mean, I've talked about that a lot with all of you in the media center. Like, I was done with the grind, not only of just racing 40 weeks a year, but the grind of constantly, you know, trying to find sponsorship and the dollars to put on the race car to make it all work. And so these last 2 years have been so enjoyable because I just get the opportunity to go race, right? And coach and the team at Joe Gibbs Racing has handled all the other stuff. And I just show up, my helmet hanging on the helmet hook, and I get to throw it on and get in a competitive race car and race to win. And I am having the time of my life right now. And the fact that my family gets to share this with me and my kids are old enough to remember all of this, like, this is huge. And I feel so fortunate, so blessed, and so grateful to be doing it like this. I've laughed and joked about it, but it's true. It's such a soft landing into quote-unquote retirement, right? Like, I heard Jimmy Johnson say after he retired that the hardest part about retiring as a race car driver is that a musician, they can retire from going on tour, but they can still pick up a guitar and strum it. And for a race car driver, that's not really the case, right? Like, when you retire, that's it. Because it's so expensive to go, even to go run a late model race, like, it's expensive. And so for me to have this opportunity to still race and do what I love to do, because I love driving race cars. It is my number one passion, for sure, especially competitive race cars. But to be able to do that and still have the work-life balance of being off for a few weeks here and there and then jump in the car, race 1 or 2 weeks, then be off for 3 or 4 weeks, be off most of the summer while the kids are out of school, it's a blessing.
Andrew Hazlett, Blaze Radio. I know you touched on it a little bit, but what does it mean to you to celebrate this win in front of your family?
Well, I've been fortunate to do it a lot, or a lot's a probably not the greatest term, but I've been fortunate to do it several times, and it never gets old, right? Never gets old. It's so much fun, and you know they've watched me race since they were peanuts, right? Like they've been coming to the racetrack since they were 2 months old, right? And they didn't get to see me have a lot of success when they were younger, and not that they would probably remember it anyway, but now they're at such a awesome age, and they're going to remember all this stuff. And the fact that they get to share this with me, and that we continue to get to do this as a family, it's really special.
Any final questions for Eric?
All right. Thank you, guys. I'll see you in Vegas, and then I won't see you wherever's after that.